the volume.
The Sessions podcast is presented by FanDuel Sportsbook. There's no better place to bet the action than on FanDuel Sportsbook during the football season. Let me tell you a few reasons why. First of all, they are America's number one sportsbook. Duh. It's super easy to use. It's safe and secure. No tomfoolery. Fast payouts. As quick as 2 hours. And there's also so many different betting types. You know, there's same game parlay bets, live betting, player props, features, you name it. We got it over here. I mean, there's risk-free bets, enhanced odds markets, so much more. It's all here, all in one app, all in one place. The fast payouts and the safe and security. I mean, come on. Now, guys, if you're new, you just have to download the FanDuel Sportsbook app and get started right now. Sign up with the promo code Renee, that's R-E-N-E-E, so they know that your girl sent ya. Disclaimer, 21 plus and present in Arizona, Colorado, Connecticut, Indiana, Michigan, New Jersey, New York, Tennessee, Virginia, or West Virginia. First online real money wager only. Refund issued as non-withdrawable site credit that expires in 14 days. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-NEXT-STEP or text NEXTSTEP to 53342 in Arizona. 1-888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org/chat for Connecticut. 1-800-GAMBLER or visit fanduel.com/RG for Colorado, Indiana, New Jersey, and Virginia. 1-800-270-7117 for confidential help in Michigan. 1-877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369 for New York. Tennessee Redline 1-800-889-9789 in Tennessee. Visit www.1800gambler.net for West Virginia. Guys, welcome to the Sessions. I'm Renee Paquette, joined by my buddy, my pal, my longtime confidant, the one, the only, Emilia Meduno, a.k.a. Emilio Sparks, baby. Let me start things off here real quick before you even jump in. I took the chicken, the baby chicken Nora, to the mall the other day, and she had on the little sneakers that you bought her, and let me tell you what a hit they were. I was stopped many times. I was like, oh my God, your baby's so cute. I mean, not to just put my baby over, but she is pretty delicious. But then she had on the little sneakers and people were like, oh my God, I can't even handle it. I had on the little sneakers, a little baby legging, a little Rolling Stones hoodie, and then like a little headband turban thing, which, God, I can't get enough of those things. I love them. It's funny. I feel like my family member, even friends, are like, does she ever not wear one of those? I'm like, she's got them for every outfit. I love them.
The turbans are the wave. The kids got the fit. When you sent me that picture, I was like, this ensemble works. She was G'd up from the feet up, man.
I know. I love it. I love it. I love it. How are you feeling? Dude, you were on death's door for several days. When have you vomited last? Because you have been very ill.
Yeah, I vomited Sunday afternoon was the last time. And it was just, it was, I'm going to get graphic here for a moment. So everybody,
okay,
you can fast forward a couple of seconds. But the amount of bile.
Or take it in like a man and a woman.
He, she, them, or they, to just take it in.
Everybody take it in. This is for everybody.
The amount of bile that came out of my fucking body. It looked like something out of The Exorcist.
What do you think it was?
I'm genuinely going to equate it to the pasta dish that I had in Dallas before I came home.
What was in the pasta? Was it like raw eggs? What happened?
It was a lot of oil. And after I ate it, it wasn't agreeing with me. And it just sat in, not even in the stomach. I felt like it sat in the diaphragm.
Oh, it's up high.
And I was just like, oh. You ever do that?
Especially when you're ill on a flight. Is there a worst case scenario? Maybe if you're out on like an early date and you're like, I might shit my pants. That's not great. But if you're on a plane, and you're in the window seat, Lord have mercy on our souls and on our buttholes, because that's bad.
Bro, I did breath work the entire time. Coming home.
Dallas to New York's not a short flight either. It's like 3.5 hours.
It was terrible. And I'm sitting there and I'm like,
you poor thing.
And then the moment I land, I'm first off the plane, right? And I'm never the first off the plane. And I run to the bathroom and I spew all over the bathroom in Newark Airport. I'm like, fuck it. I'm done. Done.
Jeez. There's nothing like, you know, like when you're that sick and you're like puking, but if you're puking in a public bathroom, I'll puke for ages because I'll think of how gross that bathroom is and then I can't stop.
Renee, I also fell and I banged up my knee.
No, you did not. Oh my God. Did you fall running to the bathroom or
yeah,
out
I
of the bathroom? You were
I
weak?
Tripped over my luggage.
Oh,
going
that's so sad. Oh my gosh.
I was like, I hate my
Poor
life.
Emilio, that's rotten. I'm glad you're feeling better and that you were able to come on here and turn on the mic and come hang out with me for a bit because I know that your body has been through it. You are tired. You've had to travel across the country. Oh my gosh.
I did that loop twice in 8 days. So I'm just, and I was listening to, I forget what you said, but I was listening to an interview that you did. And you were talking about like one of the last times that you were on a flight for WWE and the anxiety caught up with you. And that's when you knew your body had enough.
Oh yes. Oh yeah.
I knew at that moment my body has had enough. So I'm seriously contemplating canceling the next three work things I have to do in February. I have three things that I got to do in February.
Where?
New Orleans, Charlotte, and then something in Jersey. But I think I might do the Jersey one because it's a quick trip.
Jersey is easy and New Orleans is so fun. Like, I love New Orleans. New Orleans always tears me a new asshole, though. Every time.
Me too. The last WWE loop kind of beat me up.
Yeah. Oh my God. The times that we have been to New Orleans for WrestleMania, honestly, what we've done, the times that I was there, we got to do New Orleans twice for Mania. You know, obviously many TVs in between all of that. But those are my favorite WrestleManias are the ones that we were in New Orleans. It's just a fun town to walk around. I remember me, Graves, and Skinny Nikki, we went out and found this really great bar called the Three-Legged Dog. We're at the spot. It's this great hole-in-the-wall, divey spot. It's one of those places where they do like the seafood boil kind of thing, but they do it right in front of you. They sell it by the styrofoam container, and it's however much you can fit in it. That's what you get, and you can only buy drinks by the pair. You cannot buy one drink. You have to buy them by the pair. You know, I had like some beers or whatever, trying to keep it casual. It's the afternoon. Graves and I almost got crawfish tattoos. That's where we were at. We thought that was a good idea. We legit thought that was a good idea for a period of time. I remember Carmella came to meet up with us later. She got kicked out of a taxi in New Orleans. You know that like, oh my God, we should have them on to talk about that night. It was so funny. Anyways, the next day I had to do rehearsals for, they do the big meeting for all of the investors and the sponsors and the networks and all that. And it's like this big production, but I was so hungover the next day. I thought it was going to be like a 10-minute run through. These are the spots. Here's a thing. Here's what the script is. Here's the talent, blah, blah, blah. And it was like a full day affair. Remember I threw up in the back in a garbage bin and oh gosh, who was it that was there? It was Bobby Roode. Bobby Roode was like, are you okay? And I felt like such a piece of shit because Bobby Roode's such a lovely, sweet man. And I was like, I just think I ate something. By ate something, I mean I chugged a bunch of cocktails the night before and didn't have that game. Anyways, it gets us. You know, New Orleans can be a dangerous, dangerous town.
Which is why the only trepidation I have with New Orleans this go around is because I'll be with the Good Brothers and you kind of know them. They do everything to access. It's just never like, let's just go have a couple of drinks.
No, it's never casual.
And a meal. It's an all day affair. And sometimes Yikes. Into the wee hours of the morning affair.
I go to bed at 10 o'clock these days. I have a turmeric tea and I go to bed at 10 p.m. these days. So those wild days are well behind me. But did I have them? Oh my God, did I ever have them? I mean, I feel like I didn't miss a beat on really any night. But now, oh yeah, now I'm in bed watching Frasier, Sanzies. I'm out. Okay, here's what's happening in the world. The Royal Rumble is upon us, which means we're officially on the road to WrestleMania. That will be ingrained in my head until I fucking die. I love the Royal Rumble so much. It's my favorite pay-per-view. It's funny. I had Lita on my Sirius show this week And we were both saying, we're like, she's like, yeah, I kind of feel like I'm like cheating on WrestleMania by saying that Rumble is my favorite pay-per-view. But I feel like Rumble is the hall pass for WrestleMania, you know?
It is. To me, WrestleMania lost its appeal.
I hate the 2 days.
First off, it's like, how much more money do you need? That's number one,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Number two is you have a paper-thin roster to begin with.
I know.
You push zero talent to build your middle roster to main event status, right? So where are you filling these spots for two nights, right? But the pop and circumstance of now how it becomes fashionable to go to this thing, and everybody has to go to this thing, and everybody's got to get tickets, and everybody has to get outfits, and, you know, oh, are you going? Well, if you're not going, well, then, you know, suck on that because you ain't cool. Like, to me, like, it's now fashionable and trendy. It's like attending the Met Gala.
I wouldn't go that far. I appreciate the reference, but...
Not even from the workers' perspective and the talent. It's the fans' perspective.
No, from the fans' perspective, definitely. Like, and it truly is, I will say, like, if you have the opportunity and you have the means to make it to a WrestleMania, absolutely. You're going to have a great time. Like, it's great. As much as, like, I enjoy watching the Royal Rumble, I like attending WrestleMania.
Same. I was fortunate enough to work almost all the big four. I missed the Mania. I did the rest of the big three, and I loved it. I attended 9 WrestleManias in a row. I'm tapped out.
Same.
See you later, brother.
Yeah, same. I did a lot. I missed them, honestly. I will say last year, because last year was my first WrestleMania of not being with the company, and I had major FOMO. I was like, oh my God, like I missed packing my bag. I loved getting my outfits ready. Like that pomp and circumstance that you're talking about. It's like that whole week of all these different events. I know, but the thing is, I know that it's not like that right now. It's maybe getting a little bit more back to that, but especially last year when it was like, you know, high COVID times and we're finally getting fans back in the audience. So like that was great. That definitely added to the FOMO where it's like, oh my gosh, to be able to hear that crowd. And my favorite thing, honestly, when I worked for the company was those moments of being in the empty arenas and stadiums before they were all full and then going back out and seeing it come to life and seeing all the fans and being able to hear the reactions and hear those pops and all that. Like there really is nothing like that.
But Rumble is special though.
Rumble is so great. It's the time that all the seeds get planted for WrestleMania. We now kind of know where we're headed. I do wish that some of the names hadn't all been announced. I wish that there was a couple more question marks, especially in the Women's Rumble. Because, I mean, is this the 3rd or 4th Women's?
I think it's the 5th, actually.
Is it really?
I think it's the 5th. I'm not too sure. I think somebody on the internet will give us a lashing, but you could correct us.
It's okay. I know that I'm wrong. Because in my mind, I'm like, it's 3. And then I'm like, no, because I think that is for sure 4. But you're right. It's probably 5. Oh my gosh. Anyways, I understand certain ones of like, you know, Lita, she's been in it before. The twins have been in it, I will say, because Nicole was out with her neck injury and was definitely questionable about what her health was if she was going to be cleared to be able to get back in the ring. I think that one was a little bit like, eh. I would have loved to have just heard their music kick in. And 2 other ones, of course, that really got my goat. Like, people freaked out, of course, having Mickie James be in it. But don't you think people would have freaked out more if they had just heard her music and she came out?
Yeah, because I think the whole Forbidden Door thing, it really would have been like, whoa, wait a minute. Are they playing nice in the sandbox?
Yeah, because WWE always, exactly, like WWE seems like they're like kind of above it and they do their own thing. They have their own roster and that's all they kind of work with and that's fine. But I like this though. Like I love that this is happening. I love that Mickie James is going to be a part of the Royal Rumble. And the other one for me before I get back to more Mickie James stuff is Summer Rae because she's not been in any of the stuff since she left. So that would have been a really cool one to be like, oh my gosh, like, girl, like I, it's actually funny to me that she had not been called back for the other ones. It's kind of surprising. But this, I think it'll be really, really cool. I know she's super excited to be in it. But yeah, so the Mickie James stuff with like the Forbidden Door, do you think that we will see any more of that, either in the Rumble or even just moving forward in general. Like you said, it's like the rosters are very thin right now.
I would like to believe that we could live in a wrestling utopia where everything is perfect and every company works well together and there's no like skullduggery and, you know, like rivalries or whatever.
Tell me more.
But you know, as well as I do, you know, that this company in particular likes to create a narrative, and rightfully so, when you were the only game in town for damn near 30 years. And you create your own vocabulary and syntax and lexicon. But even you said it, it'll be forever ingrained that the road to WrestleMania starts at Royal Rumble. Like, you say it just as natural as breathing. So they create this own thing. So I don't see them bringing in, let's just say, and I would love to see her perform at a Royal Rumble, because I think she's had such an incredible 2020 and 2021, and I think she's going to have an incredible 2022.
Jenna Parazzo?
Read my mind. You're so in it right now. You're living in it. And I would love to see her perform there and get that acclaim that she did not get when she was there. And again, if we were talking picture-perfect utopian society, I would love to see the DMD.
Oh, my word.
But I don't think that they would ever play nice in the sandbox with any company like that.
No, because that's a situation where, like, if Britt were to enter the Royal Rumble, first of all, she'd have to be in it for a long time. Like, she's got to get that proper rub. It's got to be worthwhile. She can't job to a bunch of people. Like, there's no way Tony would let that happen either. But that's not saying there's not a way to find a way to make everybody happy.
Right, but I just don't see it happening. So I think...
No, I don't either.
I think it's real smart that you have a Mickey and a Summer because, you know, they were with the company for a very, very long time, and they could come back. And to be honest with you, if Mickey stays in, let's say, 25 minutes or breaks the record that Natty holds at an hour and 53 minutes, right? Well, then guess what? It's great. But if she's out in 5 seconds, does it really hurt her at this point? No, because she's a certified legend.
It does not hurt Mickey at all, but I think that it definitely would send a message to other promotions of like, meh, we don't care about your talent that much. Like, I think that's what happens. It does not hurt Mickey, though.
Which always makes me question the validity of certain things.
You definitely got to go in there with your head on a swivel. That's damn sure.
Right. But you know what, though? This is why
Brett
the Rumble is...
Brett!
But this is why the Rumble is so good, because it really is the only pay-per-view that you could really talk about speculations and things
yes.
like this.
Yeah. Oh, it's the best. Okay, so on the other side of that, what is your reaction to knowing that a few talent have denied going in the Royal Rumble? Is this hearsay? Is this confirmed?
I think it's more hearsay.
I'll put like an asterisk next to this. But I do, like, it's funny to, like, I, you know, the rumblings are that the Iconics were offered a spot in the Rumble and they turned it down. I feel like I know several other people that were maybe offered spots and also turned it down.
Coming from Cassie and Jesse specifically, right? Because we had them on the show and they both cried on this podcast that they got released, right? So it's like, how could you? Hey, we're going to invite you back because you did this incredibly cool thing on your own.
And everyone loves you.
You trended on your debut for Impact Wrestling. You're the Knockout Tag Team Champions. You did the thing on your own. Now we're going to bring you back for this one thing, and then we're going to let you go. We're going to say bye-bye to you again.
It is a kick straight in the lady dick. Like, straight up your lady dick. I don't blame them for feeling that way if that's how it went, to be like, oh, you guys let too many people go, and now you need more bodies to fill a 30-woman Royal Rumble? Interesting how that happens. You know, like, I couldn't help but be slighted by that. Like, you know, as much as you can leave on good terms and you feel like everything, you know, it is what it is and everyone's happy and everyone's working and life has gone on and it's fine. But you can't help but be a little bit bitter, you know?
Hey, but more power to them for saying no, if that is the case. So I'm looking at some of the names, right? And you're better at this than I am, because last year you smoked my ass on who you thought was going to win the men's and who you thought was going to win the women's. So do we want to do that again this year?
Of course, we must.
Okay, so I'm going to run down a couple of names and you tell me what tickles your pickle, okay?
Okay, let's tickle pickles, baby.
All right. Bianca Belair, Liv Morgan, Charlotte Flair, Naomi, Rhea Ripley, Nikki Ash, The Twins, Carmella, Queen Zelina, your bestie, Lita, Michelle McCool, Kelly Kelly, the 24/7 champion, Dana Brooke, Natalia, Mickie James, Tamina, Shayna Baszler, Summer Rae, Aaliyah, and Shotzi.
Let's also add in the rumblings for Rumble. What if Ronda shows up?
And going with them, I think that's the one that does the 27 spot.
Everybody loves the 27 spot. Number 27, the most wins.
Kicks, punches, judo throws, and she wins.
Bring in that mom strength, baby. Yeah, like, I wonder how she's doing. I mean, she's only had her baby a few months ago. It's so funny how, like, and I love this. I'm obviously all for this. I'm all about cranking out a baby and getting back to business. But I will also say, like, it takes a toll. When you are just a couple months postpartum, it's a big deal, and a big spotlight all of a sudden is on you, and it's like, oh my God, do I really want to be thrown into the mix like that? But Ronda Rousey is obviously a different beast of a human being. I mean, you want to talk about somebody who just wants to accomplish shit left, right, and center. What is it? Don't be a do-nothing bitch. That's one of my favorite phrases. I love it so much. So Ronda's obviously more than capable of getting in there and being an insane athlete that she is. I think it's time to have Ronda back. I think that we need that to kind of mix things up. We need more people. Becky needs more people to work with. Charlotte needs more people to work with. Like, it needs to happen.
Where the hell is Asuka?
Dude, where is Asuka? I don't know. I've been wondering this as well. So I know she was out with an injury for a while, but she has just been off TV for, I don't even know when the last time was she was on TV, to be completely honest. I'm not sure what the time frame is, but it has been a very long time. It's got to be at Rumble, right?
I would think so, because arguably
it has to be.
She is your best in-ring performer.
Oh my God. Yes. And her and Becky already have a built-in storyline as well. There's so much there that they can get to. But here's what I'm going to say, and I feel like a bit of a homer saying this. I truly would love to see Lita go on another run. I want to see it. I really do. I think she definitely still has it in her. You want to talk about somebody being able to, like, give a real rub. Lita is that girl. Like, I would love to see Lita go on. Like, to see Lita do a program from Rumble into Mania, have that moment. Like, that would be cool as all hell. She looks amazing. She seems like she feels amazing. I know she's taking her training quite seriously while, like, still having fun and enjoying everything. I really would love to see this happen.
I mean, Lita is a once-in-a-lifetime generational talent. Could you imagine Lita having a program with Rhea and really mentoring Rhea?
Riddle me this. Hear me out on this one. What if we see Lita reunite with Team Extreme?
I mean,
what's your face? What are you thinking about this?
I think it'll melt people's minds, but the question is, like, are you bringing them back when you just released one?
No. I mean somewhere else. I don't mean under WWE. I mean somewhere else.
Oh yes.
If that were to happen.
Oh my God. And, you know, trios are a big to-do now in professional wrestling again. I would love to see her maybe show up someplace else, do the business, pop the crowd, hit the moonsault.
Which she's been practicing, by the way.
I think she would be trending on Twitter and people, like, their brains would melt and ooze out of their ear.
It would be so cool. Okay, so let's get down to it. Finals. Who do you see winning the Women's Royal Rumble?
Now you put the dark horse Ronda Rousey into my head. And looking at this roster, would I like to see Bianca become a two-time WWE Women's Royal Rumble winner? Absolutely. But if they do this dark horse and Ronda does come back, because like you said, they have to zhuzh something for WrestleMania, Man, I'm going Ronda Rousey comes back, 27 spot, does like the judo throws and whatever. And
I don't give a damn about my reputation. Everyone freaks out.
She
yeah,
comes and then so she cool. does the infamous point to the sign.
It is with the point. I'm a little torn. I want it to be Lita. I honestly would really love to see Lita win it and have a get her Mania moment. I think it would be really, really cool. I think she can go. But as my other option, I give two options because it's the show is in my namesake, so I'm giving myself two picks here. I like the idea of Asuka coming back. I really like that idea. I think I would love to see her come in and just kick everyone's ass. I think it's really special that she has been off TV as long as she has. I don't know if there's anything more to it. I know she was out with an injury, but like I said, like I don't know how healed she is. Maybe she's been healed for quite some time. Maybe I'm talking up my ass and everyone listening to this is like, no, she's out with this, this, and this, and I just don't actually know. But if she's being kept off for a reason, like there's something to be said for being off TV for a little bit and rebuilding your stock, you know, and having that big pop and having that big moment. And that could be it for Asuka. I mean, she's such a star. She's so important to that women's locker room and to that division. I would love to see Asuka as well. Asuka Lita, my final answer.
Fight fans, throw your best haymaker with a risk-free first bet from FanDuel Sportsbook. Even if your fighter gets knocked out or tapped out, new customers get up to $1,000 back if your first bet doesn't win. Just sign up with the promo code Renee and you'll be able to bet on all the biggest boxing matches and UFC fights. FanDuel offers all of your favorite bets. Choose from the money line to the method of victory to which round the fight might end and so much more. You can even parlay different fight bets together. The bigger your parlay, the bigger your potential payout becomes. FanDuel is America's number one sportsbook and is now live in New York. Oh my gosh, listen, New Yorkers, you want to get on this. What a way to celebrate. This is huge. If you're in New York, you're looking to place some bets, obviously FanDuel is a place to do it. The app is so easy to use. And when you win, listen to this one very closely, you get paid in as little as 2 freaking hours. It's nothing. What a quick turnaround. A New York minute, if you will. Now to place your first bet risk-free, just sign up with the promo code Renee. That's R-E-N-E-E. And make every fight night mean more with the FanDuel Sportsbook app. Disclaimer, 21 plus and present in Arizona, Colorado, Connecticut, Indiana, Michigan, New Jersey, New York, Tennessee, Virginia, or West Virginia. First online real money wager only. Refund issued as non-withdrawable site credit that expires in 14 days. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-NEXT-STEP or text NEXTSTEP to 53342 in Arizona, 1-888-789-7777, or visit ccpg.org/chat for Connecticut, 1-800-GAMBLER, or visit fanduel.com/RG for Colorado, Indiana, New Jersey, and Virginia, 1-800-270-7117 for confidential help in Michigan, 1-877-8-HOPE-NY, or text HOPE-NY-467-369 for New York, Tennessee Redline, 1-800-889-9789 in Tennessee, or visit www.1800gambler.net for West Virginia.
Okay, so the Men's Royal Rumble is honestly, I don't know. Can I tell you this? Let me tell you this. I love the Royal Rumble, but I don't feel that passionately about the Men's Royal Rumble right now. I'm more interested in the women's, to be completely honest. So I was doing a little bit of a Rumble preview on my Sirius show with Misha. Granted, Misha doesn't watch much professional wrestling, so we were just kind of like, you know, batting a few things around. But I looked at the men's and I'm like, I just don't know. I don't know what's interesting to me here. I don't know what's really talking to me.
I mean, let's go through a couple of names, right? Let's see what we have here.
Rattle them off.
And again, you tell me what tickles the pickle. I think we're going to get more surprises for the dudes than we would for the women.
I mean, you would hope so. There's definitely more to work with, which by the way, hashtag free Ali, but we'll save that for afterwards. I'm just going to yell out pickle when my pickle's been tickled.
Kevin Owens.
God, I kind of like Kevin Owens, actually. Okay, I'm going to give like a half pickle. I'm going to circle back to fill out that pickle afterwards. I'm going to give a half pickle to KO.
My best friend and yours, Big E.
God, I love Big E. Obviously, I love Big E.
I know. But it was like you just you took the belt off of him so prematurely, and now do you start the chase again when he's been off TV and there was really nothing interesting going on the last 2 weeks with him? Like, what are you doing?
Like, yeah, like what do we do? And like the thing is, honestly, with Big E, where like the way I look at him is he's so talented and so beloved. Obviously, I want to see him in those title pictures. I want to see him as champ, but I don't think he needs to have a title to be important. He's so damn good. But he's always, I think at this point, I feel like he's always going to kind of be reinserted into those championship matchups, you know?
I think he has to now. So. You know what I mean? Like he looks like an action figure. He's built like one.
So freakishly flexible too. Freakishly. Really, so weird. How does he move like that?
He used to send me and Brody montages of him stretching.
Those should be released to the public. Let me just say that.
And you would see it, like he would progress and then he would do full splits.
Bizarre.
It's so weird.
I don't get it. So weird. Okay, so Kevin Owens, Big E, we're starting off hot.
Uncle Allen, AJ Styles.
I want to see more from Uncle Allen. He's one of my favorite wrestlers. He's so good. And I just feel like we need more AJ Styles in our lives.
He's been with the company 6 years. He's a two-time WWE World Champion. He is a Grand Slam champion. He's held everything. He completed the cycle. So the question is, what's left for him? You know, how long does he have left on his deal? Does he want to be in a full-time program again? Or does he like doing things where he gets to work with young talent like Omos, and now him and Omos, like, you know, go their separate ways and Omos can go off and do his own thing now? You know, does he want to take more of that role? You know, so who really knows? But I think he is such a special guy, and he's just there, and it's crazy to me.
Isn't that fucking crazy?
And you want to talk about somebody that you thought would never, and they never did this, and this was a total surprise, and you were there. You seen it in person. When he showed up and debuted at the Royal Rumble, how was that?
I can't remember what I was doing at Rumble at that point. I think I was probably doing like the kickoff show and maybe doing some interviews and whatnot. But yeah, I remember like the crowd's reaction, but it was more so like everyone in the back being so excited that AJ Styles was there and to have him in the mix. And it was like, it was really special too. And it was like AJ and the Good Brothers and then Finn Balor. And it was like, oh my God, what are we? It just felt like this whole new dream team club, if you will, making their way into WWE, and it really was so special and so cool, and that felt forbidden door-ish of like, oh my gosh, what are we getting here? And like, how, like, is AJ just gonna get to be AJ? He doesn't have to like have a whole new character change or anything like that. Like, we just get AJ Styles. It's cool.
And that year to me was super cool because he did something, and Cody did this too, and nobody really gives them the flowers for this, and I think we should on this show, where they all worked a Wrestle Kingdom and a WrestleMania around the same time. Like,
oh,
AJ,
that's pretty cool.
AJ worked Wrestle Kingdom and then did the Rumble weeks apart from each other.
Wait, what if Will Ospreay enters the Royal Rumble?
I think that would be incredibly cool because WWE, if you read the dirt sheets, brother, you know, they really want to have a relationship with New Japan Pro Wrestling.
My pickle's been tickled.
I mean, you mentioned Ospreay and it's going.
Oh my gosh.
And then, like you say, to keep him strong, let's just say a former New Japan performer, either in AJ, Nakamura, or Ferg, can eliminate him.
It should be Ferg. I think it should be Ferg. Or Shin. I love Shinsuke.
Can we talk about those two?
I would love to.
They're clearly going to be in it, but what are you doing with Ferg and Shinsuke?
Yeah, I really don't get it. It's like, you know, I look at somebody like Shinsuke Nakamura, and I adore him. But him as a performer, he's got one of the best entrances in the game. He's just so efficient. He's so good at what he does. And for him to just feel middle of the road right now is a bummer.
That's going to be one of those things that ends up in a fucking headline dirt sheet thing saying that I said someone was middle of the road, which is annoying. That's not what I mean.
Totally misquote like, you as usual.
Oh, my God. It's my nightmare. But no, I think that Shinsuke is so talented and he's just got such a cool look. He's so different from everybody else that you got to find a way to keep him special. Keep him special and find a way to make him work and make him connect and put him in spots to succeed. He's amazing. And Finn Balor, it's like, the guy looks like a million bucks. I'll never forget when he first signed to WWE as part of NXT, and he was like, he was working on his entrance, I think with like Hunter, maybe Undertaker. I don't know who all was there, but I remember William Regal was like, what do you think of him? What do you think of Fergal Devitt, the prince? And I was like, oh, I mean, yeah, I think he was asking me if I thought he was like handsome. I'm like, yeah, of course he's a handsome guy. And he's like, yes, but he also looks like he could kill you. It was just like the most like regal thing where I was like, yeah, I mean, you're not wrong. But yeah, I mean, Finn Balor's, he looks like a million bucks. Like, what else can you say? Like, he's such a great wrestler. He looks awesome. He's got all of the tools. He's got them all.
Okay, so moving forward, we have the United States champion, Damian Priest, who they should start to strap the rocket to that kid's back.
Giddy up.
He's got it. It's time to really move him up the ranks. I think this is going to be your pick. I really think this gets the pickle throbbing. I think it's Johnny Knoxville.
Oh, calm down. My pickle is shriveled. I love Johnny Knoxville. And honestly, the Jackass movies, I love them. I love the Jackass movies so much. I actually love that Sami Zayn is the go-to guy for shenanigans like this at this point. Like, it was just funny because Sami Zayn is such a great wrestler. He's one of the best. Like, I feel like he can instantly pop into any promotion, adapt, do his thing, and he can go, and he's so entertaining, he's so great. But he's also has this other side of him. Like, when he's just in, like, promo, Sami Zayn, conspiracy theory hat on, all of those things, like, he cracks me up. It's so funny, and he's so good in those moments. So I'm actually really looking forward to see what happens between Johnny Knoxville and Sami Zayn.
Yeah, no, he's a special type of performer in regards to, you know, he could do the wrestling thing.
Yeah,
but to see him really do the entertainment stuff is so much better.
I love it.
And, you know, like, his buddy did it in a mask in El Generico, and now, like, Sammy has to show off that he could do it as well. So it's really nice to see.
It's
really
so
nice.
Cool.
It's nice
to see. It is really funny because, like, yeah, it's, I don't know. I'm such a huge fan of his, but I also think, like, it's really hard sometimes, like, easier said than done for someone to, like, be that larger than life version of themselves. And that's exactly what Sami Zayn is. He's not playing a different person. It's him on 100. And it's so funny. Like, yeah, he's not just like pretending to be somebody else. That's just like Rami being Rami. And it's awesome.
Now, moving forward, we have Kofi Kingston. We have Happy Corbin, Madcap Moss, Sheamus, Angelo Dawkins, Montez Ford, Rey Mysterio, Dominic Mysterio.
Imagine Dominic won the whole damn thing.
Oh, I know. Oh, the wrestling Twitter who would lose their shit. Austin Theory.
Sweet boy. Okay.
And what about Austin Theory? What are your thoughts on Austin Theory?
I find some of the stuff with Vince, it's kind of confusing. I don't really understand what's going on. What is this dynamic? What is this friendship? What is this rub
that's happening?
I'm having
a hard time understanding Vince.
Try having him in your ear for 3 hours and going, I don't know what he just said, and he's going to be really mad that I didn't hear what he said. It's very scary. What about the rumors of Graves being cleared for in-ring action? Are we going to see Graves enter the Rumble?
That, I think, would be absolutely incredible, and I think it would genuinely pop the crowd.
Stay down, bitches.
Stay down. And
stay down.
And he comes out in his suit, and he does it with the fancy shoes on, preferably with no socks, because that's what Corey Graves does. Very handsome dude. I want the mustache to get over.
I don't like the mustache.
He can pull it off.
No, I'm not pro mustache. Nope, I'm out. I don't like it. It better be gone by his wedding, let me tell you that. Let me put that out there.
Well, the question is, does she like the mustache?
Well, that's obviously the bigger part of the equation here. And maybe she does. Maybe it tickles her pickle. I don't know.
It could. But do you really want a mustache in your wedding photos, though?
No, like it's not a whole. It's not that it's bad. I just feel like mustaches are gimmicky. And I feel like he doesn't need something like that because he has such like a striking face. Don't tell him I said that. Cut it out of this episode. He does not need to know I said that. I'm just kidding. Keep it in.
Quick question to veer off real quick. Did John have a full beard or was he clean shaven the day you guys got hitched?
Probably had like some kind of like a 5 o'clock shadow kind of thing. It was definitely pre him having a beard version of John. But I don't think he was like clean shaven, but he definitely didn't have a beard. He's had a mustache for a hot minute. It's the funniest thing. It's so funny. We were at home. Obviously, we were in Vegas. I don't know why I said obviously. We didn't have to be. Anyways, who cares? But anyways, I'm like in the kitchen. Maybe I got back from the gym and I was like, where is he? I thought he was like he was in the bathroom for a very long time. I'm like, are you okay? What's going on in here? And he comes marching out like so proud of himself that he had carved this ridiculous like full cop mustache. It's so funny. I would love to release a photo of it, but he may kill me. But it's very funny. I feel like he looks good. Like the mustache works for him in like a Tom Selleck kind of way.
Oh, send it to me, please. I got to see it.
I'll send it to you. You can see it.
All right, great.
Yeah, it's very funny.
Now, speaking of John Moxley, a.k.a. the former Dean Ambrose.
Sweet boy.
There has been a lot of rumblings, and this tickles a lot of pickles.
And referring to him as Mox, I wonder if there was, if like they got in trouble for saying Mox.
Now, this really got the internet like fully churned.
We don't live that far from St. Louis. We're within driving distance.
Now, I know you can't confirm or deny, and I know, like, you know, he keeps things close to the hip. So would you be shocked if Mox walked through the forbidden door?
It would melt people's brains. People would lose their mind. What music does he come out to? Does he get to come out to Wild Thing? He has to, right?
He can't come out to that lunatic fringe shit.
No, actually, you know what? I like the Lunatic Fringe music with the brown, da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. I actually liked that. I thought it was pretty good. Because coming back, like when you, the Shield music was so good, and then Roman got to keep that for the longest time, and it was hard. Like, I feel like that was like, oh, shit. That was a thing that we were all so synonymous with. Now only Roman has it. What did John and Seth do? But I actually like the music that they both have and had.
I got to tell you, I like the vest Mox over the leather jacket Dean Ambrose lunatic fringe that we had for a while.
You know what? It's funny. I stumbled upon the vest recently because I had a few boxes that I was putting away. And John does not hold on to his gear like ever. But I was like, dude, you can't throw out all of your Shield stuff. Like, it's pretty important. And like, I don't know, maybe our kids one day will care about that. Or like, I don't know, I feel like that's a memento that you hold on to. So there is, you know, there's some dog tags kicking around here somewhere. And we've got the vest and the pants, the whole deal. Also, like, just put it on for me for a second. Let's take a walk down memory lane. That's who I started dating, was that guy.
I got to tell you, he looks like $1 million right now.
Doesn't he look good? I know.
Whatever he's doing, keep doing it because...
It's not drinking. That's what it is. And he is going to keep doing that. That's what it is. Honestly, like it is, it's so... Somebody had posted a picture of him like right before he went off TV to when he came back. And it's like, wow, what a difference. Like, it's crazy.
Looks younger. He has more hair. He looks like 2009 Mox.
I know. It's crazy. I mean, just like, you know, a friendly reminder of what alcohol will do to the body, you know?
Hubba, honestly. Hubba, honey. Like let me tell you something.
He looks so good. I know. It's so cool to see. And can we just talk about his promo on Wednesday?
I'm down if you're down.
What a thing of beauty that was, huh? It's funny to like talk about him in terms of like John Moxley as opposed to like him, you know, being my husband that's watching our baby downstairs right now. But not having seen him on TV for some time, not knowing what he was going to say, what he was going to do, what the reaction's going to be, all those things. It's like, man, for him to start Dynamite, his music to hit, even just that moment of him, like, it was just this vulnerability in him that I think was really I don't even know the word to say. It's not that it's like nice to see. It was just like, it's just something I recognized and I noticed it. And his promo was honestly a thing of beauty. And not even in terms of a wrestling promo, but just as a speech, as a human being to other humans, was incredible. My Twitter absolutely blew up with how many people could relate to him and relate to what he has gone through and all of those things. It was just like, it really kind of caught me off guard how it made me feel to see him out there doing that and speaking from the heart like that was really, it tugged at the old heartstrings. It made me very proud of him. And I obviously know everything that he's been through and all of those things. So it's just really nice to see him back in the mix doing his thing and looking good and feeling good and being of sound mind and body and all of those things.
See, to me, I think perspective is an incredible tool that we all have that sometimes we don't pay attention to. And for a guy like him to come out and first off drop the F-bomb,
oh my God,
on live television.
Literally the first three words, drops an F-bomb and piece of shit. This guy, that guy did deserve it though. This isn't the fucking internet, dude. You don't get to just say shit to people without repercussions. It does not work that way.
I hope that you got thrown out, and I hope it burns when you pee.
Oh my God, I hope that you get a UTI for the fucking ages.
And you got to drink cranberry juice for years, dick.
Yeah. I hope your fucking pee hole gets all warped. Yeah, take that.
But anyway, the silence that crowd had and respect for your husband and the way he commanded, like, and they hung on every single word, to me was so powerful. Here he is, and he makes no qualms about it, you know, and he said it, you know, my wife, my daughter, two most special people in my life, got to make the change, right? And then, you know, obviously he had some of the moxie and stuff to really, like, aid within the character, and he said that line about, like, scars and people, and I forget what it was, but I tweeted it, and I wrote, man, ain't that the truth? And my Twitter exploded. It was insane how fast this thing took off. And if you really think about it, our past doesn't define us. We're supposed to live for the now. And that's what I took away from his promo. And you will get through the thing that you're going through. But also remember, you are not alone in your pain. And that, to me, is why it hit so special. It was because you are not alone in your pain, and it is okay to reach out for help.
Yeah, you're not alone in your pain. And also, like, no one is safe from that thing. Whatever that thing may be, we are all so easily affected by whatever that thing may be. And it's you know, that awareness for what those things are and talking about them and dealing with them and being a human being and putting yourself first. Sometimes you got to just put yourself first in your health, in your safety, and all of those things. I mean, honestly, I could talk about this a ton because I don't know. It's so cool to see. And I'm honestly just so proud of him. And I feel like I almost feel like a nerd saying that. Like, I feel so proud of him. But it is, I mean, you know, for people that know John and people that don't know John, it's like he really keeps his cards close to his vest. So it's just really cool to see him having taken care of himself.
So you can't confirm or deny that baby daddy's going to show up at the Royal Rumble?
Listen, I don't know what his schedule is. I'm also busy. I can't keep track of what he's doing or where he's got to be. I have no idea. I don't know what Saturday looks like for him.
Well played, Paquette. Well played.
I couldn't tell you. I could not tell you.
All right, so who are we picking here? Who are we picking?
I'm picking Will Ospreay. I don't think he's going to win it. Sorry, but I do think he's going to be in it.
Okay.
I do think he's going to be in it. I'm going to go KO.
Damn, that was my choice. Okay.
We can both pick KO. That's fine.
Can we? All right.
Yeah,
all right.
I
just don't want to whiz off your juice, bro.
All right, so we both pick KO. I like that. Honestly, I like KO, but but the thing I'm most proud of is me realizing that Will Ospreay might be in the Royal Rumble, and I'm a genius. I'm so smart. Honestly, I'm so smart. It's scary sometimes.
You are. You're a genius. Okay. Let's see. So what else do we have here? We have Becky Lynch versus Doudrop.
Let's just rattle through these ones quickly because I feel like the Rumble ones are like the main ones that we really had to break down, and we've already been going for quite some time. So I don't think we need to like
go into full analytics of every match. But obviously, Becky retains. I think there will be some trickery, some tomfoolery. I think Doudrop is amazing. I love that these two are going to a program together. I love that Doudrop exists within the WWE universe. And I really am excited to see her on this big stage moment. I feel like she is one of those people that's been at it for some time. And this is like your hard work and preparation meets opportunity. And I think she is going to really shine. I don't think she's going to walk away with the title or anything, but I do think she is going to let everybody know just how good she is.
I would like to see Bianca kind of interfere to...
That would be nice.
Even if it's a quick transition and the belt goes back to Bex, at least you set up the storyline for Bianca and Becky at WrestleMania. Edge and Beth versus Mike and Maryse. What do you think?
Edge and Beth over, baby. Edge and Beth over. I love that Beth Phoenix is wrestling again. You know, when I saw that she was stepping away from commentary, I wasn't exactly sure what that meant or where she was going to go or what was going to happen. So to see her immediately kind of end up in this situation, she obviously looks fucking great. She's so talented, and man, she loves wrestling. She loves wrestling so much, and she loves what she does. She loves her family so much, and I think it's got to be very, very cool to have this run alongside her husband. Like, what a cool way for them to, like, I don't know, just get to have this moment together. I think it's really awesome, and I, you know, not to just, like, love both teams, but I really do love Miz and Maryse. I think they play, like, the perfect assholes. Like, they're just so good at it. But yeah, I do see Edge and Beth getting the W here.
It versus Grit. I mean, how can you not? I mean,
and what great merch, right? Right, the Grit couple. Yeah. It's so good. I
think they
it.
Go over too.
Oh my God. Speaking of merch, how about the new Brock Lesnar flannel merch? Have you seen this? I think I need it.
So do I. I think I want to cut the sleeves off of it too.
Me too. Well, I love Brock. I'm such a Brock fan. Also, Brock's going to win, obviously. No offense, Bobby. Love me some Bobby Lashley, but Brock's going to win. Brock is one of the best professional wrestlers in the world, and I love him.
And I like babyface Brock.
It's great.
I think it works. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I don't want a wrestling match. I want a shoot fight. That's what I want.
Yeah,
I want
me too.
It to
me too.
I want it to end in less than 5 minutes. I don't need 20. I want either
Agreed.
Brock or Bobby.
Agreed.
Let them slump each other and just throw bombs. That's all I want.
How much of it do you think is going to be like a work shoot style fight?
Given both their MMA backgrounds. And
has to be, right?
I think it has to.
I think in order for it to work and be the magic that everybody wants it to be, I think it has to be that.
And it's the first time that they're ever mixing it up either.
Oh my God, so cool. I'm really excited for that, truly.
So I think Brock goes over as well, because I really think they're toying with the idea of Roman versus Brock title for title at WrestleMania again.
Oh, I like that. I like that. I like that a lot. I'm not mad at that. But Paul Heyman on a pole match.
R.I.P. Judy Bagwell, could we, like?
Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh. Okay, so what about Roman and Seth?
I got to go Us, man. I think what he's doing is incredible.
I know. It's really good. It's really special.
You can't take the belt off of him. To be honest with you, I was.
Who does, though? Who does?
I think you got to build him, you know, or it's Dwayne The Rock Johnson. I think it's, you know,
he's
maybe next year in L.A. I would love to see him have that Hulk Hogan 1,400-day run as Universal Champion.
Yeah, I like that too. I like that. But just when the moment happens, they've got, you know, so let's get some wheels in motion. I wonder who, like, they have lined up to be the guy to do that.
But again, this is the problem. It's so paper thin. But they,
again, I don't know what my husband's doing on Saturday. I have not a clue.
Oh, I hate that you're doing this right now, because it's like... What are you doing? Like, do we get the, you know, the all hands in? I wish I had a third hand right now.
Like, oh my God. Everybody just like gasped. Imagine.
Right. Look at you. You see what you're doing? See, you're causing a,
hey,
like,
listen,
you're really causing pickles
shield.
To just like throb right now. Like,
everyone. That's what we do here. That's what we do. Yeah, very, very cool stuff. I'm really looking forward to it all. I cannot wait. It's all happening this Saturday. You guys can check that out on the... Why am I giving the spiel on where to watch it? I don't fucking work there anymore. You guys know where to watch it. You'll find
it.
It's so
ingrained in your head.
It's ingrained in my head. It's ingrained in my head. You know, if you sign up for the WWE Network... Oh my gosh, which doesn't exist anymore. But anyways, it's in St. Louis. Good old Midwest.
Not that far from Cincinnati, Ohio.
No, you know what? Actually, the last stop that I had before I got to Cincinnati coming from Las Vegas was in St. Louis. I woke up in a Walmart parking lot on the bus that we had. It was great.
I've woken up in Walmart.
Yeah, you've woken up in a Walmart parking lot before?
Yeah, I have.
It happens. Well, hey, it's living life, right?
One day I'll tell you a story about where I lost my virginity. That's a fun one.
All right, well, guys, let us know what you think of our picks and predictions for the Royal Rumble. I can't wait. I'm super pumped. Lita's going to win the whole thing. She's going to go into WrestleMania. She's going to be the champ. It's going to be cool as hell. Can't wait. thanks for listening, guys. This has been The Sessions, brought to you by me, Renee Jane Paquette, and Emilio Vincent Medunio III. We were talking about that before we caught on here. I was like, wait, what generation are you again? The third.
Subscribe to our YouTube channel, please.
You tell them. I'm sick of telling them.
And write something nice in the description when you subscribe to the podcast as well. Give us a 5-star, because the more you do that, we move up the ranks and we know you care.
All right, well, deuces.